A local art gallery is struggling to make ends meet. This gallery operates on a non-profit mandate to provide a low-barrier exhibition space for artists. The art gallery, located at 485 Main Street, had previously held a month-long exhibition which let the public come in and paint for free. Unlike other commercial galleries who charge artists a flat fee in addition to its commission, this gallery doesn't charge artists to submit or exhibit their work, and receives a 50% commission only on work that sells. Because of this, the gallery exists in an existential gray zone, and falls through both the private sector and traditional arts funding cracks. Artistic director Shannon Pollyu started a fundraiser to help the gallery stay open for a little longer. Sales need to pick up for the gallery to break even, she writes. The gallery needs a little financial boost to pay off some high-interest department and to stay in business for the next few months. This gallery has been entirely funded by Pollyu and through money made from workshops and monthly art sales. As of January 14, the art gallery has raised just over $1,300 of a goal of $20,000. The artistic director is confident that with help from the community and gallery art sales, this gallery will make ends meet. The art gallery has accomplished a lot last year, despite lack of funding, including 7 solo exhibitions, 4 group exhibitions, 3 poetry readings, 4 workshops, and 1 entire month of free art making for the public. A total of 57 artists and over 300 artworks showed at this gallery in 2022. I don't want to lose the momentum and community already created at this gallery, writes Pollyu. Please, please, please consider helping out in any way you can. I can't continue without your help.